This is our Truth in 10 segment where Pastor Mark answers your prophecy or Bible questions in 10 minutes or less. Pastor Mark, our next question comes from Jonathan, who watches or listens to us in nearby Louisville, Tennessee, right. As opposed to Louisville, because that's in Kentucky.
That's right.
And his question is about amillennialism, and basically he's just asking, what is amillennialism, and why is it true or not true?
Yeah, this is all the questions are great. I love this question because I know there's a lot of people out there with the same question, and so this is a great time to talk about explaining the different viewpoints. Millennial just means 1,000 years. It's talking about the 1,000-year reign of Christ. And so
it's not the millennial generation that we make fun of today.
Right. It's not a generation thing. It's actually, when you speak biblically, you're talking about a viewpoint. For example, premillennialism is what the Bible teaches, if you take it literally. And that is that the Lord's going to come back and rule and reign for 1,000 years. And again, the Bible says he will do that. It talks about it in the book of Revelation, as well as also in Isaiah 9:6. You know, the government will be upon his shoulders. I'll get back to that in just a moment. But then there's also amillennialism. Ah means no. And so literally amillennialism would be interpreted no millennium. Okay, so that's what it means. Now, let me read the definition, and then it kind of explains what they're where they're coming from. It says, amillennialism is the name given to the belief that there is not a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. The people who hold this belief are called amillennialists. The prefix a in amillennialism means no or not. Hence, amillennialism means no millennium. However, in fairness to the amillennialist, it goes on, they do not believe that there is no millennium at all. This is key here. They just do not believe in a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. Instead, they believe that Christ is currently in the millennial kingdom, sitting on the throne of David, and that this present church age is the kingdom age, which Christ reigns over. And so they're saying basically there is a 1,000-year reign, but it's a spiritual 1,000-year reign. It's not a literal 1,000-year reign with Jesus sitting on a throne. Now, here, Greg, lies the problem of spiritualizing Scripture rather than taking it literally. If you take Scripture literally, it tells us exactly what the Bible says is true, and that is that Jesus Christ will come back. He will sit on the throne, a literal throne in Israel for 1,000 years. That's premillennialism. You know, that is, we believe the Lord's going to come back. We're in pre right now. He'll come back and then rule for a millennium. He's going to come back, sit on the throne, rule for 1,000 years. And again, it's the only way that Scripture can come true based on Isaiah 9:6, the famous Christmas passage. You know, it says, on his shoulders, the government will be. So the government will rest upon the Messiah's shoulders. Here's the first question. You talked about, is it true? Is it not true? Why or why not? As we're answering this question, here's the first reason as to why the millennial is true and amillennial is false. First of all, amillennialism, that's hard to say, is not accurate. It is false. And the reason I believe it's false is because in Isaiah 9:6, it says that the government has to be upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. That has never happened. And if you say, well, it's on his, he's doing it now. No, it's talking about in context on this earth. He's saying on this planet, he will rule for, the government will be on his shoulders. And then in Revelation, it says he will rule and reign for 1,000 years, literally on this earth. So the Bible teaches a literal 1,000-year reign. If you spiritualize, now you've got to figure out what does it really mean. And now they're saying it really means he's ruling and reigning now on the throne of David from heaven, and we're now in the millennial kingdom. First of all, I would say to the second part of that question, is it true, why or why not? How are you enjoying the rulership of Jesus Christ over the earth? Is that going good for you? I mean, I'm trying not to be too facetious, Greg, but the bottom line is when you don't take the Bible literally, you get into all kinds of trouble theologically. And the problem here is this. It says that during the millennial kingdom, Satan is bound, that is, he's tied up and unable to even interact with mankind for that entire 1,000 years. Well, if Satan is bound right now, we've got a real problem. I mean, I think it's very clear to see that Satan is working very strongly all over the globe, all around the world. So if you believe that Satan is bound and there's no evil in the world, you can be an amillennialist. But if you see evil in the world and you see Satan at work, it's pretty much impossible to be the 1,000-year reign of Christ. So again, people spiritualize. They try to say that it means whatever. When you start to spiritualize and get away from the literal, it can mean whatever the person giving the interpretation wants it to mean. And if they're good enough at forming their opinion or the way they present themselves and talk, you can believe them. But the reality is the Bible says, literally, Jesus Christ is coming back to rule and reign for 1,000 years on this earth. And so that would negate amillennialism. It would make it, you know, false. And again, to say that we're in that now and that Satan is bound is just absurd. So no, I do not believe that we're in the millennial. I do not believe in amillennialism. I do believe in a literal 1,000-year reign, even as the Bible says there will be. And when he comes back, certainly Satan will be bound and he'll be ruling the earth as he said.
When you say spiritualize the Bible, is that another way of saying allegorizing the Bible or taking it in an allegorical viewpoint?
Right.
The same thing?
It's the same idea.
Okay.
Yeah, you can create an allegory about what it really means and paint this picture and then give it the spiritual meaning. So you're spiritualizing and you're allegorizing or whatever. But the reality is, it obviously there's a spiritual nature to the Bible and to the Lord. He's a spiritual being. But his word has to be taken literal or you won't understand it. And by the way, can you imagine if God didn't say what he meant and mean what he says, how would we know anything that's right or wrong? Really, when you get away from a literal interpretation of the Bible, anything goes and everybody's confused. And so there's really only one way. And I want to challenge our listeners too, those that might be hearing this going, yeah, but I think there's other things. I know that God uses pictures and symbols and all those things. That's not taking away from the literalness. If God uses a vision or a symbol or a picture, you'll find this, it always has a literal meaning. Yes, God will use those types of things, but they always have a literal meaning. The problem with spiritualizing or allegorizing, like they did with amillennialism, is that there's no literal fulfillment of it. Jesus is not here on the earth ruling and reigning. So you have to spiritualize it and say, oh, okay, he's in heaven ruling and reigning. And you have to change the entire meaning of what the Bible says in Isaiah 9:6, as well as in Revelation of what's going on. And by the way, also, you'll note this, for those of you that want to do your homework, you will never find any of the prophets who ever spiritualized or allegorized the word of God, ever. They saw visions. They saw dragons, women in the heavens, all this. But everything had a literal meaning. And so you knew exactly what he was saying and exactly what he meant because the prophet and or God made it clear by his word.
Yeah.
And the same thing is true with Jesus. If you follow everything he taught, he never said anything that wasn't literal. If he talked about a door, he explained he was the way into heaven. He made it very clear. He wasn't saying he was a piece of wood. Okay. So when you look at Jesus and the prophets, if you take the word of God literally, you're going to find you're in very good company because that is the only way they ever explained scripture or lived it out in the Bible.
You know, it's interesting when you look at the writers of the gospel and even Paul, you know, the revelations that they had is they talked about the good news of Jesus.
Right.
They were literally seeing the prophecies of the Old Testament come to life before them.
Yeah.
And so they saw these things happening, and basically the New Testament was, in essence, documenting the proof of what was prophesied in the Old Testament.
That's right.
And a lot of those things were in pictures or symbols or other names for the Lord, but they all had a literal meaning. Another reason why you've got to take in all of Scripture.
And again, hence the saying, the Old Testament is the Bible concealed, the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So the New Testament is concealed in the Old is revealed in the New, and that's how it works. And so again, I think you're the only safe way, and you know, if you, again, even with this whole subject of literalism, this is where cults come from. If you get with a group of people that don't take the Bible literally, what it means is it opens the door. It doesn't have to become a cult, but it opens the door to whoever is the best speaker and has the most charisma to tell you what it, and I'll put this in quotes, to tell you what it really means rather than what it says on paper. I'll stick with what it says.
And the Bible tells us that the Bible will tell us what the Bible means.
That's right.
Scripture interprets Scripture.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.